You're listening to 100.3 and 102.9 The Point, KWPT, Fortuna, Eureka, Arcata. Online, you can find us all the time at kwpt.com. I'm Chuck Rogers, pleased to be joined in the studio right now by Kit Mann. Hello and welcome.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thanks for making the time with us. You are in production over at the Arcata Playhouse coming up this weekend called Valiant Red Rooster.
I am indeed.
And tell me about it.
Well, it's a heroic story of
the hero saves the day kind
the
of thing.
The hero saves the day, uh-huh. And the hero happens to be a rooster. And that's good because the hero is backed up by a cast of singing chickens. And if you've never heard a singing chicken, well, it's quite something to out for.
I'm glad you mentioned. No, I've never heard a chicken singing, but I would imagine the rooster with a chorus of chickens. That's a choir?
Yes, it is.
A choir of chickens.
Yes, there is a small choir in Blue Lake called the Blue Lake Choir, and we frequently back up the Arcata Playhouse shows, the holiday shows, the annual holiday show, and we get to be singing chickens this time. And we really do sing in chicken voices sometimes and in human voices other times, and you'll just have to wait and see.
And you're dressed as chicken, the costuming,
yes,
I'm sure.
Yes, yes, yes. We have costumes.
Costuming,
yes,
as chickens. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, would you let us know what a singing chicken sounds like?
You know, Choir of the Bells?
In four-part harmony. That's very. how many chickens in the choir?
Oh, it depends on the night, but somewhere between 12 and can be up to, I think we've got 18 or 20.
However many chickens you can corral.
However many chickens we can fit into the coop.
Right, right, right. And so then, the chicken sometimes breaks into a human voice as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, of course. Okay. But of course, the story is about the valiant rooster and. Right. How he saves the day because the little old lady, the rent has been raised to the point where she cannot afford the rent. Uh-huh. The food's all run out. And the evil Sultana has stolen everything. And the rent's too high. Yeah. And the valiant Red Rooster has an extraordinary capability because he has a glorious, mighty gizzard that can do amazing things.
A glorious chicken gizzard.
Mm-hmm. It can suck things up and then blow them back out at appropriate times, even water or sometimes even bees. Yes, that's the appropriate reaction. It's quite something.
Well, I have to ask, this is at the Arc, for people who just joined us, this is at the Arcata Playhouse, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, it's coming up, and this is our last weekend, so, you know, if you are interested in having some fun, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday it's a matinee at 2.
Okay.
And tickets are $10 for kids, $15 for adults, but if you bring the whole family, it's $40 for the whole family.
And should people get tickets ahead of time?
Tickets, it would be best to get tickets ahead of time. We've had one weekend and people liked it, so it might, if we're lucky, it might sell out.
Word spreads in this community.
So yes, playhousearts.org or arcataplayhouse.org, either of those websites will get you to the website where you can buy tickets. But if you fail to buy tickets, and just show up, you're quite likely to get a seat. So, you know, if you're forgetting, remember on Friday or Saturday night, hey, I got to go see this.
Right.
See the valiant Red Rooster vanquish the evil Sultana and win the day.
Heroism.
Heroism.
I have to ask, having been to many shows at the Arcata Playhouse, which is just a beloved venue, and I just love the Playhouse, oftentimes some of the productions involve audience participation. Is this one of them?
Absolutely. The audience absolutely has to help the chicken.
In what way?
Well, by...
I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, when the chicken needs help, he calls for help, and the audience responds, and when the evil ones come come on stage, the audience needs to let them know that, yes, exactly.
Yeah. Is there a lot of
booing and hissing, of course.
And now when the audience wants to support the chickens, how do they do that?
Well,
do they cluck?
They can. You know, the audience can do pretty much whatever they want.
They paid for a ticket.
Yeah, they can join the show. And of course, we're joined by a fabulous band.
Tim Randles.
Yeah,
is
Tim
involved.
Randles, yeah. And Marla Joy, mm-hmm, and Jeff Kelly. It's a fabulous band, and they're all original songs.
Did Tim write these or
Jeff wrote
them?
Jeff writes some. Tim writes some. Uh-huh. They're quite a
collaboration.
Yes, they're quite a improv duo. Improv group. So I'm sure they did a lot of it together, and so the music is great too. And
fun. Oh, that's an all star band.
At the end of every Playhouse show, there is a sing-along at the very end where the audience can sing along in a very inspirational song for the holidays.
Could they sing as chickens?
They could. Like I said, if you want to join the chicken choir, come on out to Blue Lake. We rehearse on Sundays. Oh, yes.
Did you ever think early in life that you would end up in a chicken choir?
No.
Is that something that you plan for or no?
It's always been an aspiration of mine to be a singing chicken. And, so this is, right up my alley.
Yeah, and all that education. Here we are in a chicken choir. Yeah. But as long as the people love it, that's all.
It is a heck of a lot of fun. And this is our 18th annual holiday show.
18?
Yeah, 18. We've been doing, these holidays.
Were you one of the originators of this? Have you been at all of them?
No, we've had a number of different people write the plays. Yeah. And this year's play is written and directed by our local favorite, Evan Grande. Uh-huh. And he's been in a number of shows. People will recognize him from a number of shows, and this year he wrote the show as well, so that's been very, very fun. Evan's a Del Arte trained professional.
Yeah.
And there's the Valiant Red Rooster, there's the A Little Old Lady Whose Farm Is Going to Be Taken Away, there's the Sultana, and then there are her two henchmen, then there's the chicken choir, and occasionally a farmer pops up. The farmer is... You never can tell because, he's a farmer in chicken's clothing. So you got to watch out for,
undercover.
Undercover, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, let's remind people again. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday and Saturday at 7:30.
Yep. And Sunday at 2 for a matinee.
Okay.
And you can get tickets at playhousearts.org or arcadaplayhouse.org. Either one will get you the same website. Yeah. And again, if you forget, just come on down and we'll find you a seat. We'll find you a chair.
You like to get folks in. Yeah.
And it is a family show. Little kids are our favorites.
Yeah, they really laugh. Of course, especially this time of year, huh?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And of course, the Arcata Playhouse on 9th Street there.
9th Street, thank you. Bottom of 9th Street.
In Arcata. Bottom of 9th Street,
bottom in the Creamery District, in the old Creamery building.
Yep.
And it's a wonderful venue, very intimate, very fun, very close. Kids sometimes hang around afterwards and want to meet the chickens or meet the actors, and that's always possible. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, you know what? I want to thank you again for taking the time. This is a great discussion, and everybody try to get to the Playhouse Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the Valiant Red Rooster. And thank you for all you do in the community.
Thank you, Chuck.
Much
appreciated. You also are doing stuff for our community, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks again for stopping by, kid. It's good to talk to you.
All right.